time now to zoom out a little bit, talk some NFL. Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network and NFL.com joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. You can follow Daniel on Twitter at Move the Sticks. You can see him live during Thursday Night Football at NFL.com/live. Also all over the NFL Network, around the league, Total Access, everything else. Good to talk to you again, Daniel. Appreciate the time.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. Good. That was something last night, that Thursday night game. Oh my goodness. Yeah. What did you see?
We were in the studio here, you know, we do the .com show you're just talking about for the whole game, and I the game got over. I wanted to go take a shower. It was gross to watch.
That's about how I felt, and I think I said on Twitter, it was the dirtiest, like, ugliest game you're going to see in today's era of the NFL, and while some people might expect that from the Jets, I think, you know, a lot of people, it's Tom Brady, and they don't care, and it doesn't matter who the other 10 guys are. I think you see Tom Brady, and you expect him to do Tom Brady-like things, but hey, last night showed you that it requires a little bit more than just that one guy if he's going to have the kind of offensive success that we've sort of become accustomed to seeing him have.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, it's at one point in time in the game, I truthfully thought they were going to break the huddle with 8 guys, and they were just going to send Edelman out, and just don't even put the other guys out on the field, because Tom is so mad at him. I don't think that he'll allow himself to throw them the football anymore because he was just so frustrated. But look, that's what the Patriots do, though. And one side of it, you got to look at it and give them credit and say they've kind of got this ragtag group around Tom Brady while they have these injuries they're trying to overcome. And here they are, 2-0, 2 wins in the division. And you guys know as well as any. I mean, it's in this league, if you can win ugly, that's how you get to those 12 and 13 win seasons. When you don't play good and you still win games, that's kind of what separates the top tier of the league and everybody else.
Daniel, when you sit here and you say you watched that game last night and have an opportunity to watch Buffalo, and I'm pretty sure you watched the Dolphins in Cleveland, and coming into this football game, what will you be looking for from the Dolphins to really solidify and say, hey, you know, this thing is wide open in the AFC East, and we'll give the Dolphins an opportunity to open that window and say, hey, we can be the leaders of this division, because that football team, the New England Patriots, as well as the Jets and Buffalo, everybody seems to be in a little bit shambles, and this team seems to look like it's on the way up.
Well, I don't have any issues. I mean, I'm sold on the Dolphins' defense. They don't have to show me anything. I'm all in. I love what they have on that side of the ball. Ferocious pass rush, elite edge rusher, secondary making plays, you know, some youth speed, all that stuff's good. And to me, on offense, I just want to see them have a little more balance. They got to get more out of their running game. I think a lot of people in the NFL don't realize just how good that Cleveland front seven was. I mean, that's a good group. But now against the Colts, this is a test where they should be able to come in there and run the ball effectively. Now, if they're unable to do that this week, for the second week in a row, that'd be a little bit of a warning sign no matter what happens in the game. I just want to see a little more balance and give Tannehill some help in that regard, because, you know, I love the way he's playing and what he's doing when he's had protection. But when you start playing the better teams, you got to be able to run the ball at least a little bit.
Daniel, when you're talking about our game, this upcoming game, and you hit the nail right on the head, you know, we definitely have to open up the running game to help out Tannehill. And it's going to be a battle of quarterbacks. I know everybody's looking at, you know, Andrew Luck and what Tannehill have done last year. And last year was a 3-point game. How do you see this game panning out? And do you think that both quarterbacks can just win the games on their arms alone?
Well, the challenge for the Colts and for Andrew Luck is going to be protecting them. I mean, they didn't protect them very well last week against the Raiders. Now they step up, you know, to a better pass rush, what the Dolphins bring. Anytime your owner takes to Twitter to talk about the need to protect your quarterback, that's, you know, probably a pretty good sign that you need to get better in that area. So to me, that's something to watch for in this game. But Andrew Luck, guys, I watched the game last week against the Raiders. Yeah, I think he got sacked 4 times. He might have got out of 5 others. I mean, it's the most underrated aspect of his game. It's just how big and strong he is to take a 5-yard, 6-yard sack and then turn it, in one case, turn it into an 8-yard run. He's just a very underrated runner, a very strong dude now.
Daniel Jeremiah is with us, former NFL scout, now at the NFL Network. A must-follow on Twitter, at Move the Sticks. I'm going to break one of my own rules here. I'm going to throw in a draft question. I try not to do draft talk on our show, you know, at this point in the season, certainly. But you're the guy now for the NFL Network when it comes to that. And we're a couple of weeks into this college football season. Is it still like the Clowney Bridgewater show at the top of the draft at this point?
I think so. I mean, those are the premier players right now. I mean, Bridgewater, the thing that sucks as an evaluator is you always, when you go into a school visit, you go in there, you only have time to watch three or four tapes. You want to watch them against the best competition. I mean, scouts that go in there to watch Bridgewater, they're going to have a tough time finding three games where he's going to see a competitive defense. Just their schedule is not any good. So that's the frustrating part with evaluating him. But, I mean, he's doing what he's supposed to do. I mean, he's playing against inferior teams, and he's lighting them up. And you love everything about him. To me, what I love about him the most is just he's just natural. He's instinctive. He's got a great feel in the pocket. He's really, really tough. I mean, he just has those intangible qualities that you want to see from your quarterback. And he also has, you know, the arm strength, the size, the athletic, but all that stuff's fine. But to me, just the toughness that he brings and the instincts. And Clowney, everybody's going to analyze every play he makes. And if he doesn't have a sack every play, people say he's a disappointment. The guy's a freak show. He's an absolute freak show, and it doesn't take a trained eye to figure that one out.
If a team that desperately needs a franchise quarterback ends up at number one, as generally happens, I guess, and they have a high grade on Bridgewater, and they really love Bridgewater, and the quarterback is the most important position in football, is Clowney good enough to make them kind of think about, well, we need the quarterback, and the quarterback's sitting here, but this guy might be once in a generation as a defensive player?
I think it doesn't even, in my opinion, and with everybody I've talked to around the league, different general managers, different personnel directors, and you pose this question to them, if you have a chance, if you don't have a quarterback and you got a chance to draft a guy that's going to be a solid starter for you for 10 years, maybe he's not going to be one of the top five guys in the league, but he's going to be somebody you're not looking to replace, or you can get an elite once-a-decade pass rusher, every single one of them will take the quarterback. If the game is so centered around the quarterback position right now, you can't afford to pass on one. If you don't have one, you don't really have much of a chance in this league. You can't pass up an opportunity to get one.
Daniel Jeremiah on Twitter at Move the Sticks. You can see him live during Thursday Night Football at NFL.com/live. He's also all over NFL Network, around the league, Total Access. Game you are most looking forward to this weekend to kind of sit back and watch, just as someone who's sort of curious to see how this early part of the season unfolds?
Well, I mean, the obvious one is you got Seattle and San Francisco. I mean, with the Harbaugh, Carroll dynamic, two physical teams, same division, young quarterbacks. I mean, that's kind of must-see TV for me on the weekend. But, you know, an underrated game to me is looking at Baltimore and Cleveland. You guys saw Cleveland last week. You know their defense is pretty good. So can the Ravens get anything going offensively? We saw, you know, the lack of Dennis Pitt or the lack of Anquan Boldin affect Joe Flacco against Denver. Can they kind of figure things out? Or are they going to, you know, be in a situation where they can possibly be 0-2? I mean, you wouldn't expect that from the team that just won the Super Bowl. So that's kind of an underrated game to keep an eye on.
Very good. Daniel Jeremiah on Twitter, at Move the Sticks, all over the NFL Network. Always great to catch up with you, man. Appreciate the insight, both of the college and pro variety, and hope to catch up with you again soon.
Hey, anytime. It's never too early to talk about the draft.
No, I know. Yeah, we got, you know, here's what we do. We're a very multimedia show,
we
right?
Too.
So it's like, you know, we got this live chat at dolphins.com where everybody, and
they're talking about the draft in Jacksonville. I can
promise that. No, that's for sure. 5 hours up by 95, they are definitely talking about the draft. But we're trying to keep people focused. Yeah, one game at a time. That's the motto around here.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Appreciate it. Daniel Jeremiah on the Metro PCS hotline for unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS hotline. Visit the Insiders.com.